little bit late, but we had to get some stuff handled. So anyway, before we begin, I have an announcement from the scholarship committee. And that is that the scholarship application is up online at ccbnet.org. And it will be available until May 30th. However, I suggest you get it done now so that your application gets in. So, it's up until May 30th. Yes, everything has to be in. Thanks, Christy. Everything has to be in by no later than May 30th. But the recommendation is to get it done early, just like college applications. Okay. That being said, we're going to begin a discussion on whether note takers are going to become obsolete or irrelevant due to the rise of eye technology. And for those who do not know yet, one of our presenters, Lisa Cushman, was unable to come to the convention. And we have Andrea Pitzenbarger here, who has graciously volunteered to take her place and debate this issue with me. She is also both an iPhone or an eye technology user. I believe she uses an iPad as well. And she also uses a BrowNote Apex. I use both also an iPhone as well as a BrailleSense. So we will be discussing the topic of note takers and eye technology. Our moderators will be Daryl Dawes and Artis Bazin will also contribute. If anyone has any questions, most of us are totally blind unless we have a volunteer. Do we? Yeah, please come on up. Oh, okay, so we have a volunteer. Yeah. Is that Ed Cressman? Okay, thank you. We do have a volunteer, so if you have a question, go ahead and call out your name or Ed, can you see someone's hand or no? Oh, never mind. Go ahead and raise your hand and Ed will come around to you. Okay. So with alrighty. So that being said, I will hand the microphone to Daryl, who is one of our moderators. So welcome everyone and thank you for coming.
Okay, I'm new at this. I'll do my best. Okay, so we have iPhones and note takers. I think one of the questions would probably be how you would use something of like this in college situations for note taking. That would probably be the one of the number one questions is how would you use it in a classroom setting? For instance, something like the iPhone or the note taker. So let's start with that. And since you're close, I'll let Lena start.
So for me, I I rely very heavily on my note taker in a classroom setting because I am very much a believer in Braille as much as humanly possible. And I personally would hate wearing headphones in class so that something I was using did not talk. So I rely very heavily on my Braille sense for recording, which it also does, as well as reading back the notes that I take and correcting the mistakes that I make when I'm writing fast and keeping up with the teacher. Yes, so that's where I use it. I also have now found that I can read, thanks to my particular note taker, the Braille Sense, having a free Bookshare app, which does not need to be purchased along with a Bookshare membership, by the way, can use the, can find textbooks, and as a student, my membership is free, but can use the textbooks and read my books in Braille instead of trying to have someone, you know, go find them or give me some kind of audio copy or something like that. So that's what I use my Braille Sense for. I honestly don't use my iPhone in class.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I am also just to qualify, I'm also a note taker user. I use a Braille Note Apex. But I have found, now I will say that yesterday morning for the women's breakfast, I did use the Apex to read my prepared statement that I wrote to read at the breakfast. But I could have used my iPhone or I have an iPad mini. And I can talk about, if anybody's interested, why I chose the mini as opposed to the full-size iPad. I chose the mini because I think the gestures on the mini are more analogous to the phone. The processor's a little faster, and the battery's better. I have an iPhone 5. I understand that with some of the newer phones, the 5S, 5C, the battery's a little bit better, and the processor is much faster. But I have an iPhone 5. But I chose the iPad mini. I use it a lot for reading. As Lena pointed out, the Bookshare app on the U2 is free. I purchased the Bookshare app for my iPad, but I find that it was well worth the $20. I bought it 2 years ago, I think, but I'm a prodigious reader. Also, too, I use the Bard mobile app a lot, and it was free, of course. You have to have a Bard membership. There are some excellent note-taking apps for the iPad or iPhone. I am also a big believer in Braille, and I have a Focus 14 Braille display that I use with my iPad and iPhone. I chose the Focus 14 because it's small. I didn't want to drag around. I don't really need it for work. If you needed it for work, it might be different, but I didn't want to drag around a larger display. I can actually put the Focus in my purse. So you can use Braille. The support for Braille with the iDevices is excellent. And I assume, Lena, that you could use your Braille Sense with the iPhone as well. There's a little issue that I have found pairing the iPhone with the Apex. It doesn't do as well as HumanWare would like you to think, at least in my case. I've had problems. So I decided to buy the 14. My Apex is a 32, and the 14 is just smaller, and it's more portable. So I think a student could use an iDevice in class. I don't use my Braille Note nearly as much as I used to because I used to use it a lot for reading, and I do a lot of reading on the iDevices now because Kindle's there, Audible's there, Bookshare's there. All those apps are free except Bookshare. So you buy Bookshare once and that's it. And I like the interface. It's very nice. I believe Audible is free. The books are not free. You have to buy the books. And same with Kindle. You have to purchase the books, but the apps themselves are free. So that's I would think that a student could take notes. There's some excellent note-taking apps, one of which is the AFB's Access Note, which I believe is $10, I think. There's also Flexi, which probably some people use, which is really cool. It's like a typing recognition app is what it is. You type really fast, and it tries to recognize what you put into it, and it's pretty accurate. And also, I found that the dictation is excellent on the iPhone. It's really good. More often than not, now last night I dictated a text message. Fortunately, I didn't send it, and it actually had a four-letter word in it that I had to go in and that's the first time that's happened to me. I was like, oh my gosh! So I had to go in and take that out and redo the redo the note because I didn't want the person to think that I was, you know. So you got to watch that. You got to be a little careful. Yes.
You have a question?
Yes. Yeah, Christy.
Here.
Okay. How do you edit your texts?
Okay, I just found this out. So I've had an iPhone for 2 years, so I just discovered how to. What I do is I use my rotor. I go to edit. I flick down to select all, and then I double tap on that. And then if you shake the phone, it says undo dictation. And if you double tap on undo dictation, presto, your dictation is gone. But you have to select it first. If I'm using the Braille display, it's really easy because Focus, I'm sorry, I haven't had enough coffee. The Focus has cursor routers, so you can go right to where you need to go. With the iPhone, it's a little more tricky. Fortunately, the four-letter word was at the end of the message, so I was able to just backspace. But it was pretty funny. I was like, oh my God, where did that come from? I was just able to backspace it out, but if you have to backspace the whole thing, it can be. I mean, mostly text messages aren't very long, so you can usually. But if sometimes it's just easier to wipe the whole thing out. And do if you're dictating, especially, it's just easier to wipe it all out and do it again. Yeah. So if somebody else has another way that they erase dictated messages, you could share it. But that's how I do it. I just select all and then I do undo dictation, and it works really well. I forget that you can shake the phone. That's the other thing. If you really get mad, you can shake the phone, and more than likely it'll do something if you shake it. So.
Reach your hand my way towards my voice. Yeah, this is Diane, and I have an iPhone and a BrailleSense on hand, and also I got the BrailleSense U2 Mini, and it works great with my on-hand, my iPhone. You can, like Andrew was saying, with the Braille, and that the on-hand is 18 cells, so that's really great with the iPhone too because it's small and you can take them both anywhere. And when I want to edit a text message, or I just go, like Andrew said, with the to right near the word where I want to edit or take out or whatever, and then I just backspace over that word, so you don't have to backspace all the way through the whole thing.
Hi, my question is regarding a comparison between the iDevices and either the BrailleSense or the Apex. Considering that, of course, it depends on what you want to do with the device and the obvious separation issues. If you're dealing with things like reading, writing, editing, word processing sort of things, what can one device do better than the other, or what can, and I mean iOS devices versus either of the note takers, and is there a big difference between the Apex and the BrailleSense? I don't know if collectively people know that, but I'm really interested in what you can't do with one that you can with the other, or whether it's note takers both the same versus eye devices comparison wise. Thanks.
So as far as I think they're both awesome. That's my whole thought is that both are important for different things. Which is why I think note takers will stay around, because both do things. My thought, as far as my Braille sense, I like being able to see the spell check. I hate autocorrect on the iPhone. I hate it. But, because it is usually wrong. Yes. The Braille sense is word processor. In a lot of ways, acts more like Microsoft, in that you can format, you can spell check. It'll tell you if it's a misspelled word, but it's not like the iOS devices that try to correct it for me. I don't know that, I mean, I guess you can download pages for the iPhone, but I don't know that it has a specific word processing, at least I haven't found one that works well. So for me, the, note takers far and above, on that aspect, as well as editing, like she said, the Braille display, with the cursor routing buttons, I use my note taker for that. I really like being able to type in Braille. I'm a lot faster. And I can think about it, where the dictation's going to get all my so I can think about what I'm doing. But I think personally, to your question about the difference between the Braille sense and the Apex, I think there's a very big quality difference personally. Having worked with an Apex yesterday in resolutions, well, the dots weren't as clear for one. and it's for me, things like deleting are easier, besides the fact that the Braille sense has a lot more that comes with it, such as Google search and YouTube and Dropbox. Yeah, and an Excel viewer. I guess I got ahead of the moderator, but it's just... And the cool thing about the YouTube app on the Braille Sense is that it actually skips the advertisement for you. So it might take a little longer to play, but that's the reason, because it's actually skipping the ad and going straight to the content that you want to see. So that's pretty awesome. And actually, yes, the YouTube and the Braille Sense devices work quite well with the iPhone when they're paired. So that's the that's my take on the note takers. Did I answer your question? Okay. Did you want? Okay.
Oh, that's fine. There you go.
I would pretty much agree with what Lena said. I think that note takers are always, I do have pages on my iPad, but to be perfectly honest, I haven't played with it that much yet. I know some blind people use it. And if anybody's interested, there's actually a really good podcast on AppleVis. If you have iBlink Radio on your iDevice, you can go to AppleVis, and there is a 3-part podcast on using pages. And so I did bookmark that for future reference, but I haven't gotten back to it yet. I think that if you're going to, if I was in school, I'd probably use a note taker more for that kind of thing, for note taking and stuff. It would certainly beat the tape recorder that I used back in the dark ages when I was in college. We didn't have all these neat things. I got a note taker in grad school, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is so much better. But I don't think note takers are on their way out, because I really do think, but I think that Braille displays certainly have their place too, because they can work hand in hand with the iDevices. I do a lot of things on my iPhone, like I do YouTube on my iPhone. I do Google searches on my iPhone. I use the Chrome app, which it's weird because Chrome on the PC is not accessible, but it's fine on the iPhone. It works great on the iDevices with VoiceOver. It works just like if you bring up Chrome, it's just like your Google page that you're used to on your PC. It's got the search. It's got, you know, it looks, if you flick through the links and all, it looks very much like Google on your PC. So I use Google all the time. So I think that there are things that you can do that they do a lot of the same things as far as of course the iDevices are smaller, but I think like Lena said, if I was in college, I'd probably be more likely to use a note taker, a Braille note taker, for, because you're writing fast, you're making mistakes, you want to be able to correct them. I don't care for the autocorrect either, honestly. It's more of a, because sometimes it thinks it knows what you want, and honestly, it doesn't. It's, you're trying to write an email address or something, and it keeps saying, no, 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 that's not what you want. No, you're wrong. I don't, you know, this is what I want, so stop trying to fix it. So, yeah, so you have more control. You do have more control.
My name is Cheryl. My name is Cheryl, and I'm also I'm in school. So I would like to know if you know this, Lena, if you had a choice between the Apex and what is it called? I have an Apex and the device that you were talking about. Yeah, the Braille Sense. If you had the choice, which choice would you make? The Braille. Okay, great. Thank you.
But keep in mind, you have to try these devices out. So, okay.
My question is, one advantage to taking notes on your iDevice, especially if you have an iPad, is that you can save everything in the cloud. And can you do that with you know, the Apex or the Braille Sense? I don't think so. Can you?
Should we answer before somebody else has questions? Do you want to answer? We have questions out there.
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question? Okay, you want to answer this?
Yeah.
Questions first?
Christy, the only thing I use the cloud for right now is backing up stuff. I've only used it when I had to restore my phone because it was malfunctioning. I haven't used it there may be a way to do that. Somebody like Louie would probably know, but I don't know. The answer to your question is I'm not sure how complicated it is to do that and to retrieve it. Also, too, you only have so much cloud space allotted to you for free. It's only 5 gig. Otherwise, you have to pay for it. So it's not free to just save stuff to the cloud. It's not unlimited. So that would be my issue, is I'm not really sure. But if you get, you know, you have choices. There are now 128 gig iPads out there. Mine is a 32. A 32 gig iPad will hold an awful lot of stuff. If you're talking about saving notes or documents, that's going to save quite a bit, because documents by their nature aren't very big. You could save quite a bit on your device and have instant access to it. But as far as the cloud goes, I'm not really sure. Maybe somebody else can speak to that more. I don't know. I haven't had a problem. I had a problem with my phone, and I was able to back everything up. and then restore it after I got my phone. So my answer would sense would probably be you could, but I did it all at once of a piece. I did my mail. I did my, and that was really cool because it all came back when they restored my phone because my battery was acting up. Everything came back.
Okay.
I actually had to send my Braille Note Apex in because the battery went dead and was kind of acting funky. So you can save stuff, but it holds an SD card. I'm sure both note takers do. I'm not sure about the... But you can save all your stuff to like a 32 gig SD card and put it in a card reader or computer and have all your stuff at your fingertips.
Question: what is generally the difference in price between note takers and iDevices?
Andrea, is the one, Andrea, or you want to speak to that, Andrea? Probably.
Sure. iDevices are quite a bit cheaper. Note takers, I think, I may be misquoting, but I believe the U2 18 is like $4,000. Oh, okay. With the Braille display, it's five. The Braille displays, by their nature, are very expensive because they're expensive to manufacture. I will tell you that you can get a Focus 14 for about $1,300, and that's cheap. That's fairly cheap. That's not that expensive. They also have 40 and an 80, but you know those go up in price depending on how many cells they have. An iDevice, if you buy one through your carrier, now, I had a client recently who got, because I work for a licensed vendor for the state, I had a client who got an unlocked iPhone, which means she could take it to any carrier she wanted. That was about $700. But she got a 64 gig 5C, I think, so which is a new, because she wanted to use GPS and a lot of other things that, you know, she needed memory for. I think my 32 was around $300. That was last year, but I bought it through Verizon. So you're talking about, but again, I think it goes back to what are you going to use it for? What do you need it to do? Do you need a phone, but do you need, I do email on my phone. I have a calendar on my phone. I mean, everything is on my phone. My iPad mini, let's see, was probably four something. I bought it almost, well, it's been a year and a half ago. It isn't the brand new one. There's a newer one out there now, a newer mini. But mine was, and it's a 32 gig. What I was going to say initially, and I think I got off the track, the reason I chose the mini is because there's less real estate between the apps. The iPad, to me, was confusing because the screen is so big that you can flick three or four times and still not be where you want to be. And my husband has a regular size iPad, so I was able to try it first. And I decided that the mini for me was better. Now, some totals use the iPad and they're fine with it. I'm not saying you can't. I just, for me, I thought the mini was better.
I had a question about what do you think is better as far as keeping your address files? Is the iPhone easier or are note takers easier for the address files?
So, for me, again, you know, I definitely, this BrailleSense is my best friend. I have numbers in my iPhone, you know, because who doesn't like using Siri to, you know, tell it to call people? But for addresses and all the other notes and things, I tend to use my address manager because it has all the fields laid out and you can search the list and it's, for me, easier than flicking through. I tend to, you know, but again, I'm a very fast Braille reader and I tend to go for what I can do quickly and have control over. And so for me, the note taker, has a very, you know, well thought out address manager that has fields for everything from like last names. It's all the same stuff, I guess. It's on the phone, so really you can do either one. But I personally have a definite preference for my note taker.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. My name is Tuan. I'm a note taker user, but not an iPhone user. I had a classic Note, but it worked just fine. The only thing is, doesn't work that well. But anyway, let's get to the point where I want to say. Personally, science major and math major, I believe, in my opinion, Braille notes, or any technology for that matter, are not a good substitute. Why? Because when you're dealing with problems or manipulations or anything that require a lot of work, it's technically and practically impossible to do the note takers. Where we allow you or allow someone to go back quickly and jump around a lot. Frankly speaking, it's not not an absolute substitute. However, it's good for like putting concepts, like, you know, like when you're studying biology and you want to write down the definitions or something like that, that is extremely useful. But for quantitative work, no, I don't think, because it really is hassle and it waste of time. Personally speaking, this semester I'm taking an organic chemistry class, and it has a lot of structure on them, and structures are not like in one line, you know. It's like a multi-line structure, and if you use a Braille note on that, it's hard to comprehend the graphical nature of what you're looking at. And I strongly believe that note takers are really good for some situations. They're not good for others. I think that Braille books and physical Braille books are an absolute necessity for any academic or non-academic work. And finally, I love to use Slate and Stylus, and I like to use old classic way of doing work. And I tell using Slate and Stylus a lot in my classroom. And when I was in class, the guy was sitting next to me. Hey, what are you doing there? And I would say, it's really cool, you know. My stylus is like the pencil, and it's a piece of paper just like a notebook. I just punch dot in there, and it looked pretty cool. And they, wow, and then at one point he and I hooked up, and I showed him how to do that. He loved learning Braille, and even though he's really excited, he's an excited person, but he loved Braille, and he and I network a lot, and he loved to learn Braille. And I said, well, Braille is a really cool thing to learn, no matter what you are blind or sighted. It's a beautiful thing to learn. Thank you.
We have two, let's see, well, you're here.
Okay, I didn't know how many. This is a little twist on considering what already has been said. And let's say you've already got your iPhone and you're only going to have one other device. And let's say that your main focus is, again, writing documents and all that other similar stuff. And now I'm thinking about if you're only going to afford one device, which does really happen, believe me, desktops are totally going away. So my question would be iPad versus regular notebook computer versus something like a Braille Sense. Anyone have any experience in, you know, let's remove the whole thing with the laptop about affording JAWS versus an Apple. We could, that's a side trip. Anyone with relevant info on other than maybe the cloud, why would you have a notebook computer with these other devices available in addition to your iPhone?
Want to answer the question first?
Who would do it? You do it?
I have both a, well, actually I have a notebook, an iPhone, and a Braille Sense. What I was going to say is partially in thanks to DOR. that was the Braille Sense. But I tend to use my notebook computer for a lot of the internet browsing, because I find flicking across the screen too much kind of annoying. And while the note takers have gotten a whole lot quicker as far as wireless internet, I mean, from before when the classic Braille Notes and even the classic Braille Sense and you could barely connect to the internet, it's come a long way. No, it's not, and that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why I have my laptop still, because I don't feel that the iPhone is necessarily good enough either yet. I think they're making, you know, on both sides are making a lot of progress, but I still use my computer to do the internet stuff. I personally, I know a lot of people use their email on the phone. I personally find it frustrating because it kind of keeps trying to correct or add letters that I didn't type or things like that, especially when I'm trying to forward messages. But so I guess, you know, I find the laptop relevant in my life as well, and you know, but if you're gonna do one device, you know, if you have, I guess, the phone and one other device, I would personally go for the note taker. But that's my take. I think that would be the most worth, you'd get the most out of it, in my opinion.
Okay, question? You had your hand up?
Okay.
Do you want to
answer? Okay.
All right. Let Andrew answer.
All right.
Thanks, Ed. Okay. I want to thank Ed for all the legwork. I know he was sick yesterday, so I really appreciate that. I think I agree with Lena, especially because I'm cheating because I know Bonnie and I know she's a real Braille person. And I think the Braille is really invaluable. And you're not going to get that with a computer unless you buy a Braille display. So for me, I would think that the other thing I wanted to mention real quick in response to Artis's question, I agree with Lena there too. I do tend to put a lot of info in my iPhone addresses, but I tend to put more phone numbers and email addresses in there. Because I do use email on my iDevices extensively, a lot, especially for work. I use it a lot. Last night I got an email from a DOR counselor who wants us to appear at his unit meeting this Tuesday, and he's just let me know about it yesterday. So I forwarded the email to my coworker. I said, can you do this? What time can you do it? And that was really handy, and I couldn't have, I was out in the car. I didn't have my computer with me, but I was able to do it from my phone. and just dictated, you know, does this work for you? Let me know. Give me a call, whatever. And that was fine. So I think phone numbers and addresses are great, or email addresses, but a lot of detailed information, like street addresses and stuff, I keep in my Apex. Because it, like the Braille Sense, it does have the capacity to, you can add, you can even create your own databases if you want. I'm assuming you can do that with the U2 too, but you can actually create custom databases and put the information you want in there. Or you can just fill in the fields that you want. So, yeah, it's really good for that.
Okay, question. All right, I just have a comment. I have started out, of course, but many, many years ago, to just using a slate and stylus to take notes. Okay, and in my recent journey into classes and such, I've gone back and forth between the slate and stylus and then to a note taker, and I've tried laptops, and I've yet to use any kind of iPhone or iPad or anything like that. But I was interested in what Tuan was talking about. Does anybody have any information about the... with these devices, scientific symbols and stuff like that, how is that handled? Or is it, at this point, kind of one of those issues that hasn't quite been dealt with when someone needs to put these type of things, equations or whatever it is, or symbols, scientific symbols and stuff, into their notes and stuff? And that's what I 'cause... like I said, having wrestled around with all of it, right now, while I have a laptop, I have a desktop, and I have just a lousy old LG phone, but I'm planning to get an iPhone. And then I have a PacMate Omni, which I can do some email on and stuff. But so I that's my question: is anyone aware of what they're doing with the scientific symbols and such when it comes to notes?
The iPhone has, the iPhone and the iPad do have a regular calculator and a scientific calculator already on them.
Okay, want to add to that, Andrea?
Sure. Lena may be able to speak more to this than I can. I will say that the recent update to the BrailleNote Apex included some huge enhancements to Nemeth and the ability to handle Nemeth. And I believe that that's what they're aiming for, is to try to get more support for scientific notation. I don't use that, so I don't know. Maybe Tuan or Lena has more information, but I do know that they really worked to enhance the Nemeth reliability and accessibility on the device.
So what she's saying is correct, and the inside information I have from HIMSS lets me know they're working on that as well. And actually, both the note takers do have scientific calculators. While they're not so good with the Nemeth, in speaking to Bill's comment, the note takers have scientific calculators. I used a BrailleNote M-Power to pass trigonometry. I had tutoring, if that makes it any better. Yes. And pass does not mean got an A, by the way. Just for the record, I passed. But hold on. Let me finish my sentence. Anyway, I've been able to use both of these note takers as scientific calculators. However, I have not gotten to use the Nemeth support because, thank God, I have not been in a math class in a long time.
Hi. What I notice a lot is, regardless of what note taker we're using or what device we're using, I'm finding that from a lot of people that they have spent a lot of money on technology and are only using maybe one or two functions of it and saying, you know, don't know how to use the rest. Yeah, I've got this expensive device, and they said it fried burgers too, but I can't do it. So I'm just wondering how we could maybe improve the situation to make more support materials available so that people could really seriously learn to use what they have.
Okay, I can't speak to the U2, but I know that the BrailleNote Apex has a very extensive user guide. There are also support online for it. There are really good books out there for the iDevices. The one I would recommend is the one from National Braille Press. It's called Getting Started with iOS. They now have iOS 7 out. They had iOS 5. They had iOS 4. These books are step-by-step, and they're written by blind users. So if you want to get started with an iPhone, and there's another new book called Get the Picture that Judy Dixon, who's, I believe she's the reader, you know, head of reader support for NLS, or she has some title like that. she wrote a book all about how to use the camera on your iPhone and the camera-related apps, because there are a lot of them. There's TapTapSee. There's a lot of different apps that use the camera to do different things. But it's the onus is on you to some extent to go find that stuff. It is out there. I wish there was more Mac stuff out there. I bought a Mac last summer and trying to learn it, and there's not a huge amount out there for the Mac. I wish there was more. But it's out there, and if you get a device from your counselor, the other thing I have to say is ask for training. Encourage them. Say, I need training. I have even put books in a report requesting books for somebody. I've said, hey, this person's had training, but they could really use this book so they can keep referring back to it. I don't have a problem doing that. I don't know if all trainers would do it, but I will do it. But you've got to go out, ask your friends. We all know people who use iDevices. We all know people who use note takers. Ask around. Your friends can also be a lot of help to you. When I got my iPhone, the best and most immediate help I got was from friends. I said, how do I do this? Show me. Let's sit down, take 5 minutes, and show me how to do this particular thing. And they would, and once I practiced it a time or two, I could do it. So, they do. And a lot of times they're free. A lot of times but you've got to look on the website. You've got to do some research, because the support is out there.
Yeah, because I know Freedom Scientific and HumanWare do have free seminars. So if you have a device from one of those companies, call them up.
On the iPhone and iPads, there's user manuals already on the devices. You can use it, go and turn VoiceOver on, and then start learning how to use the iPhone and iPad.
Okay, Twan, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to respond to Anthony's question really quick. I'd like to echo Andrea's info on that. Yes, the new Apex had the NIMID code capabilities, and I'm actually working with a client right now through DOR. And she is working with great ease, and she loves it. But for any other technology, I don't know, because like I said, I'm not a technology person very, very much, and I don't know much about that, but I usually do those on my Slick and Stylet with my memorization on how to make code and stuff like that. But Anthony, if you have any questions, you know, come by and let me ask me some for more one-on-one. Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda, and I think I have what may seem like a rather obvious question. why do either of you have autocorrect turned on? I don't have it turned on my phone, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Any other questions? Oh, okay.
Mine is a comment. How many of you received the Top Tech Tidbits? Those are awesome. It is every week. It's flying blind, and it comes out on Thursdays. And maybe we should send this to the California Connection because every week they come out with every single thing that they could even think about in terms of podcasts or websites or anything technology related. And I look at it, when I retire, I'm going to have so much fun because I'm going to be able to visit everything that they say about these top tech tidbits and Apple Viz and, you know, all these sites and how to geek, and it's just really cool.
It's like Christmas.
It is. I want to comment because I work with the Department of Voc Rehab, and if you are a client and if you haven't gone to any one of the four training centers, that's a good place to start asking questions before you buy the equipment. Also, really network with other people. The problem is when you're going to college, not one device is going to fit all the needs because you're going to have dozens of different classes from chemistry to art, and you just can't have one device to cover it all. The important thing, I believe, is that you have, if you're totally blind or you're really not a print user at all, learn your Braille, learn your slate stylus, learn that Braille writer, because the electronic devices are not going to help you with your job when you finish at the end of the road. You have to have those other skills. I hope I didn't finish it here.
I think we had a lot of good questions about the pros and cons to the iDevices and the note takers, but I guess if you can afford it, what phone do you like best, and what note taker do you like best, and why?
I don't have any experience with Android phones. I know there are blind people who do use them. I'm not going to badmouth them because I really don't know. And some people like the idea of the open platform. I kind of like the idea that all the Apple apps look the same and I don't have to worry about trying to learn something that's set up differently or isn't quite the same, or maybe the speech doesn't work quite as well because somebody else wrote it and they didn't. But I have a very good friend who is the top programmer for UCI Hospital. Some of you might know Phil Obregon. He loves his Android. So, you know, people are using these. But I kind of like the idea that Apple had a hand in their uniform. I think for me that's important. As far as the note takers go, I have not used the U2. If I had the money, I'd probably buy one. But my Apex does what I need it to do right now. I don't go on the internet with it much. I do a lot of that on my iDevice, so I don't really need it that way. I more use it for reading and writing, and it's fine for that. So I'm sure, you know, Lena would probably, she's already said the U2. The Apex is a little older, but it's portable, and I was able to bring it up here and use it for my presentation on Friday. So it did fine. But I'm an iPhone person. If somebody has an Android and wants to speak to that, they're certainly welcome to do that.
Well, you know, Oh, can I? Okay. As far as I'm concerned, as you know, as has been stated, the U2. I've never gotten to use an Android, but I've watched other people use it, and I definitely prefer the iPhone. I'd be curious to hear, and you know, it sounds like someone's going to respond, but it. The only thing that I really saw someone do is try to work with, I believe it's called Iris. And the their dictation system. So that's all I really have seen. And you know, that being said, I definitely I prefer the iPhone because in a lot of, you know, it's very accessible and it's, you know, it's just. For me, it's easier to it seems easier to use and more user friendly, and you don't the voiceover is built in, which I really appreciate not having to install or buy something.
Okay, this is Cheryl. This is Cheryl again, and I do have the Android. I've had the iPhone twice. I sold it to someone, and I also gave it away, but I regret getting the Android, and that's just my personal experience, but I definitely appreciate the iPhone more. Just wanted to share that.
Okay. Anybody else? Question? Okay.
I have the iPhone 5S, and when I got it, it only took me 45 minutes to learn the whole phone system.
Some people just have it. I don't think they like you.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, well, I guess another question might be then, let's see what. Where are we at in time?
We're 22.
22? Okay. Another question that might be addressed is, okay, so we're most of us that are using these devices, we're blind. But we need to be able to communicate with our teachers as well. So, that being said, we have the question of how to transfer the information into print with either the iPhone or the note taker. How would we go about addressing that issue or that situation? Oh, okay, so do you want to?
Yeah.
Let's get the question too.
Okay. Question. The way I do it, if I need something printed, I send it from my iPhone to my email account and go somewhere and print it out.
Okay. You have an answer to that?
One of the things that this is John Ross, and I use an iPad and an iPhone, and I've printed things from both. And if you have a wireless printer, then you can print directly from your iPhone or your pad to your printer. So, anyways, thank you.
So they're saying it has to have AirPrint in order to do it with the phone or the iPad, with the wireless printer. For me, for note takers, the process is pretty simple. Honestly, you just plug in the USB and hit print on the note taker. And it goes right to print. You can also emboss if you want, but that's not the point of the question. But the other way to communicate with the teachers, or at least show them that that's really what you're working on, is at least on the U2 or on all BrailleSense products, there's an LCD screen at the top of it, which makes it good for that, as well as for communication with the deafblind.
If you're, say you're using your displays on your note takers and your battery's running low, turn them to black, and your battery will last longer.
I would like to know, when you were making reference to the something in terms of the printer, what do you? Okay, great.
Okay, as far as what Bill just said, I keep my screen turned off all the time because I honestly don't need it. It's a 3-finger triple tap, if you don't know. Okay, and it will say, yes. No, that's okay, Bill. I think we're good. The only thing is, you need to remember, it'll say screen curtain on. That means your screen is off. Okay, so it's counterintuitive, but it says the curtain is on. That means the screen is off. And my husband will say, what am I going to do with this? The screen's black. But I don't need it. So most of the newer wireless printers, there's a symbol on the box, and it says error print compatible. If it doesn't say that, you cannot use it with an eye device. But most of the newer printers have it. But if you're a Department of Rehab client, and I learned this the hard way because we didn't know, and we had to take a printer back. You must tell your counselor, I need an AirPrint enabled printer, because otherwise you cannot print. And I don't know about the U2. The BrailleNote Apex is very fussy about what printers it supports, and they're constantly changing. And I've had problems with clients who got printers that HumanWare said worked, and they didn't. So if you're contemplating buying a printer for your Apex, go to HumanWare's website or call them and say, what's the, because they don't always keep their list updated. So I know some of the HPs worked. And it doesn't have to be an expensive one. But if it won't work, it doesn't see it. So you've got to really be careful.
I also, on my U2, I actually prefer to download it to my thumb drive and then put it on my computer and print it out, because that way I can also save it on my computer, so I have the document in both places in case, you know, for future reference. But you wouldn't be able to do that with an iDevice, no. Okay, do we have any final things that our two challengers want to say about iPhone and note takers that you might want to say? Another positive thing why you definitely think we ought to buy both, or not buy both?
Yes, I don't know if it pertains to anything that we're talking about, but I would like to invest in a Braille printer. Do anyone have any suggestions? Yes, 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 sorry.
Anybody want to answer that?
I don't know that much about them. Lena might know more.
Christy, you want to answer that? Do you have embossers?
I have a
Romeo phone. I have the microphone, so let me just, and then that's okay. I'm actually looking, because I have a Juliet Classic that I've had since 1994, I've never had it serviced, and now it's doing weird things. So I think I'm going to vacuum it, and if it and if it works, then that's cool. But if it doesn't, then whatever. And I know it's going to cost me $1,000 to get the thing fixed. And it's not guaranteed. If your printer's not over 10, if your printer's over 10 years old, they're not going to guarantee, your embosser, they're not going to guarantee the work. And it's, so it could be like a car that, you know, once one thing falls apart, the whole puzzle, you know, the whole dominoes come down. I know that in the exhibit hall, we have Baum shown by Renee Clark, and Enabling Technologies is here with Kate, and she's showing the Trident. The Trident I'm actually looking at, it weighs 20 pounds as opposed to 51 pounds. It's an interpoint printer, embosser. It's pretty quick. It will emboss a 22-line single sheet, or you know, does pretty well with the interpoint tractor feed. So they actually have come a long way since I started with my Braille embosser. The graphics that they do is pretty cool, and you can get different graphics files. So check out the exhibits for Renee and Kate for the print, for the Braille embossers. And I don't know too much about Baum, but I think I'm going with the I'm going with Enabling, probably with the Trident.
I like to respond to depends what you can afford. If you can't afford a notator, I would pick up an iPhone, because you can do notes on the iPhone and iPad. It just depends on how much money you can afford to purchase a certain item.
Okay, so as far as the comment about the affordability, yes, there's a, you know, of course there's a definite price difference, but I think, you know, especially if you're a DOR client, that you really, you know, could and probably should focus on what it is that you need it to do. I guess some people have had success with it. I haven't had too much on, taking long notes. Like the notes I need to take, I would rather not have on the phone, and would rather use the Braille display and write them out myself. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I love my iPhone. Don't get me wrong. I love my iPhone, but I think both devices are extremely, extremely useful, and, you know, I think both are just going to continue to get better, and that, you know, I think both are, both the iPhone and the note takers are sticking around for a while.
Before I say anything, I just want to thank Lena for asking me to join you guys today. And I want to make two really quick, well, one announcement, one request. One quick announcement. CLUA, actually, California Library Users, we have two tables. We had a little snafu with our tables in the exhibit hall. So we have two tables. They're two apart, but we are selling excellent candy. It's It's from Baker's Chocolate of Nebraska. We have four flavors, and they're $4 a bag. So please come see us in the exhibit hall before like 1:30. And the other thing is, could somebody write on these tickets for me for blind students, because I won't be at the banquet. I'd like someone to put my name on them for me. I would agree with what Bill said. It really, two things. Depends on what you can afford or what rehab is willing to help you pay for. But don't just say, I want this because my friend has it. Look at it first and decide what you need and what will best serve you. Because I work for a vendor and we get this all the time. And then they get it and it's not what they wanted. So just because your friend has it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you. Everybody's different. I think note takers are great. They do more and more these days. And if you think that's, if Braille is a priority for you, maybe that's the way to go. I don't recommend the Apex if you're going to use it with an eye device, because it just doesn't play nice. It's real unfortunate. I wish that wasn't the case. I believe also that HIMSS has a Braille display that has a SD card slot, so you can save stuff. The Edge, I think it's called. So, you know, look at these options. Talk to the vendors. Do your own research. Do your own homework. Don't just jump in and with both feet and say, I got to have this. Decide, because there are options out there, and these things are not cheap. Even a Mac laptop is like $1,500. So you got to decide what works for you.
I have the mic if somebody needs it. No, yes.
Are you trying to pair the Apex? Have you talked to Gabe Griffith? Or okay.
And they tried to tell me it was my fault, and it isn't my fault. It just doesn't. It doesn't work well.
No, you know you can't go through the eye device to prepare.
Yes. No, I know that. It doesn't work the way it's advertised. And I love Gabe. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. I did not have
a good experience. Some people apparently can pair their Apexes instantly. Mine would not pair, and the first thing they said was, oh, well, yours is like one in hundreds that doesn't work, and you have to back up and restore your Apex. You basically have to do a reset. It still wouldn't work, and well, I know, but it didn't work. It finally, I got it to work, and then a week later, it said device not supported. So I just have had it, because it doesn't. They don't play nice. I'm sorry. I'm very fond of Gabe. It's nothing personal. It's they just my focus is so much easier to pair, and it stays paired, and I don't have to worry about it. So why should I struggle with the Apex if the but again, I was able to purchase the Focus because I work for a vendor. So I purchased it through my vendor. So, you know, I again had resources to do that. If you get an Apex, and I know that. But if you buy an Apex and it doesn't pair, you need to say, look, this isn't what I need. I need something to pair. Some of this is advocacy, guys. You know, you've got to say to them, this isn't working for me. You spent money on this, and maybe we need to look at a different option. Okay?
However, if you are a Department of Voc Rehab consumer and you did get a device that doesn't work, talk to your counselor. But I'm going to guarantee that it's going to be replaced with something else. Because once we pay for the device, we can't just hand it back to the vendor and say, hey, Andrea, this doesn't work. Take it back. So, well, sometimes, but a lot of vendors don't want to do that. So do your research first before you ask for an advice.
They
I just really struggle.
I have a comment too. The hand device.
Let me go back there and I'll give you my. Okay. Let me go on this way. Okay. Go ahead.
The HIMSS devices, they used to be, yeah, you used to have to pair really fast to get the two to pair. But now with all the various updates between the iDevices and the HIMSS devices, I noticed on my on-hand when I paired it, it gives you more time. So you don't have to be in a quick hurry to do it. You know, you can, yeah, so I've noticed now with the updates, it gives you a little more time. So it's. Don't go boom so fast.
Okay, any? Any other comments?
Okay.
Lena, you want to? Who's going to final it? Second. Yeah. Oh. Any other questions? Andrea, Daryl, do you want to finalize it?
Did you want to?
I was gonna, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Okay, everybody. It is 5 to 12, so I want to give people time to get to their luncheons if they're going. I want to thank everyone for coming. I hope this has been a great learning experience for everyone. Just a reminder for anyone who would like to join Blind Student, if you would like to pay dues, we are still at the table, or if you'd like to buy raffle tickets, we are also still here. So, yep. And I've got them. So, thank you everyone for coming. Again, thank you to Andrea. Thank you to Andrea for coming and volunteering at the last minute. And again, thank you to Daryl and Artis for helping to moderate. Yay. And that's about it. Thank you to everyone for coming and enjoy the rest of your convention.